say if you were driving in, well, what would you come in on? Say if you were coming in from Atlanta.
Well, if you're coming in from Atlanta, then you'll come in on I-75 through East Ridge, and you'll get on I-24, which is the east-west freeway, and follow it into Chattanooga. And, of course, that goes on to Nashville, too. Now, if you're coming in from the north, like from Knoxville, say, you come in on I-75, and you'd also get on, if you're going downtown, you get on I-24. And then if you wanted to stay on the north of the river, you'd get on Highway 153, which is a four-lane highway, but it's not an interstate. Mm-hmm. It's a north-south.
Then you would call I-75?
I-75 is a freeway. Yeah.
What would you call an interstate?
Interstate and freeway, same to me.
Okay.
I would, freeway or interstate, that means the same to me.
Mm-hmm. So say if you were traveling on I-75, a place that you might stop and take a break, or go to the bathroom, something like that. What would you call it?
Well, in most places you just got a tree.
If
it's just a place with bathroom facilities and picnic tables, I'd say rest area. Mm-hmm. And that's about all we have in the South. But now you drive further, like you go up into Kentucky, and I mean even as south as Kentucky, and especially in Indiana and up in the Midwest, and especially up in the North too, they don't call them rest areas. They're complete service islands or whatever. They got gas stations, hotels, restaurants, and they're all, and they, you get off from the left lane of the freeway. Mm-hmm. Whereas a rest area, the one I'm talking about in the South, just mm-hmm. their basic bathroom and picnic area, mm-hmm. is you get off in the right-hand lane. Mm-hmm. And these islands are huge, kind of almost sprawling things, mm-hmm. where you can get anything you want at a more than reasonable price. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen any of the service islands in the South, except in Kentucky.
What would you call these places? A lot of states have them.
Got
where
a hitch.
You're going into another state, you know, you're crossing the line. You can pick up, tourist information and all that kind of thing.
I call it an information center. Mm-hmm. There's one right off I-75 right before you get to Chattanooga, right to Georgia. Mm-hmm. There's one at the Georgia-Tennessee border, and then there's one on further in Georgia about 5 miles. Mm-hmm. And you get orange. They get free orange juice sometimes. Mm-hmm. And maps.
You heard that called a welcome station?
Yeah, I've heard welcome station, mm-hmm. but I. As a matter of fact, I'd probably call it Welcome Station before I'd call it Information Center.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about highways and all that. What do you call these things, that are painted right in the middle of the roadhead, keeping your side of it?
Well, if you're drunk, they're obstructions. But if you're sober, well, they're the dividing line.
Dividing line.
Or the yellow line, I call it. Mm-hmm. Even if it's white.
Mm-hmm. Well, say if you were on a divided four lane, the grassy area, maybe, that divides the traffic.
Now, the grassy area I call a median, and even a even a concrete area I would call a median if it were flat. But if it's just a concrete or a steel like fencing or whatever, instead of a grassy area or flat area or a concrete.